Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Pam. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'd like to put in a new claim.
Okay, give me one moment. May I have your first name?
First name is going to be Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
And that last name?
Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.
You said J-E-N-N-I-G-S?
Yes, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.
And Mr. Jennings, may I have your social?
415-23-3693.
And what's that phone number?
256. Area code number is 527-4495. Again, 256-527-4495. Yes, ma'am. 256-527-4495.
Okay, one moment. Okay, Mr. Jennings, do you have a middle initial?
L. Kyle L. Jennings.
And if you don't mind, may I have that social again?
415-23-3693.
And your date of birth?
August 4th, 1973.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Ezel.
E-A-V-E-L?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's that driver's license number?
Okay. Driver's license is going to be... It's going to be 576-1588. 576-1588.
Okay. What's your preferred language?
Excuse me, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking or writing or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You do understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You do understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
What'd you say, ma'am?
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only file for trade adjustment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
Say that again, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Has your last name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And may I have that phone number again, please?
Area code 256-527-4495.
Said your birthday was August the 4th.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that year again? 1973?
73.
And your mother's maiden name is Ezell, E-A-Z-E-L, correct?
Yeah, E-Z-E-L-L.
Oh, it's an extra L. Sorry. Give me 1 second. And would you like to enter your email?
Excuse me?
Your email address.
It's going to be Mr. Kyle Jennings at gmail.com.
Is it all capitalized or lowercase?
You can just put Mr. Just regular, just
lowercase.
Lowercase, yeah. Mr. Kyle Jennings. Put a little period when you got the
by Mr.
The
okay.
Mr. Yeah.
Mr. Dot Kyle, KYLE Jennings at Gmail.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think anybody use Yahoo anymore.
You say what?
I said, I don't think anybody use Yahoo.
I ain't heard Yahoo in so long.
Right. It's either.
Let me find out you got a Yahoo account.
No, I have an email. I think it's either Yahoo or, what's the other one?
Well, you from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Montgomery.
Is your driver's license, what state is your driver's license in?
Alabama.
And may I have that number again?
Girl, what's going on with you?
No, I'm on a different screen.
Okay. 576-1588.
When you switch over, you know that same stuff don't be in your face?
Huh?
I said once you switch screens, that don't be in your face.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's all good. For some reason, I knew you from the gump. I'm from Huntsville.
You down here, Clarence. Hold on. Give me one moment.
Take your time, young lady. You still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just putting some information in. I'm still here, Mr. Jennings. I just incurred an error message, so I'm trying to see where I went wrong at. But I'm still here trying to get it corrected for you.
No problem, Doctor.
Okay, let's try this again. I do apologize for this. I need that driver's license number again.
It's going to be 5761588.
Hey, Ms. Lane. I'm gonna have about my employment. They did one of these numbers. Now they do their job elimination. They outsourced my department. But one day notice.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's going on?
I get to a certain page, you keep sending error messages. I went back to look over it. I don't know what's going on. I said I'm keep getting an error message. I don't know what's going on with my system. And that phone number is 256-527-4495, correct?
Yeah, just as you remember that number, you need to lock it in.
I'm reading it right now.
What?
Date of birth is August the 4th, 1973.
Girl, you know me like a book. I already got the upper hand.
As I say, Alabama, da da da. I do apologize for that wait, Mr. Jennings is corrected now. Hello, Mr. Jennings, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And how do you identify yourself as white, black, Asian, Asian Indian, or Alaskan Native, Native Hawaiian, or Pacific Islander, or other?
I'm American.
Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
What?
Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
I'm non-Hispanic.
And what was the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I've never been in the military.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I have your home address? Hello? Hello, Mr. Jennings, you still there? Mr. Jennings.